We're starting Seder Nezikim with Bava Kamma, the first third of Masechta Nezikim. Alba Olas Nezikim. There are four types of Nezikim that are explicitly written in the Torah. Hashor, Vabo, Vamav, Vehevev. Hashor, over here, the discussion, what it means, even means the regel, stepping on things as it's walking. Or it could mean Kevin, but we'll take for now. It means walking on something. Borrow somebody made a pit in the ground or put any type of obstacle on top of the ground and somebody fell on that. Mave is Shane, the animal eats something and enjoys it. Any type of destruction through enjoyment. If it scratches its back on a wall and knocks down the wall, it's also a type of Shane. The hever is burning something with a fire, lighting a fire and not watching over it. That's also equivalent to the burning something down. Now it says lo harei hashor kerei amave. The shor is not the same thing as the mave. What does it mean to say that? If it would say one of them, I wouldn't know the other one. Shor has certain stringencies that mave doesn't. Lo harei mave kerei hashor. What's that? That a shor has, if shor is shein, is regal, it has a chumra that it's commonly, the animal is constantly walking. That's more means that the owner has to watch over it, or shein has hanor from it. Yeah. So if we're going to say that shor is regal and mava is shein, which is one of the ways the Gemara explains the Mishnah, so we're saying each one has some quality that the other one doesn't have, and therefore cannot learn one from the other. One is more common, and therefore there's more reason you should watch over him from walking and trampling things. And we'll see later that it's only if you trample something, Rosh Hashanah, you put it, because he has a right to walk in Rosh Hashanah, not the rabbi, the other person doesn't have a right to leave his things in Rosh Hashanah. But if he's trampling Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then the owner has to watch over him. Whereas Shane has a chumra that has hana, so if you know your animal likes to have hana, that's all an animal can do. Have hana. We'll complain. Yeah, so these two are live things, are not the same as a rei. Eish has a certain leniency, therefore can be learned out from these two, because it's not a live thing. The three above, even though they're not all alive, but they all move and they damage in their movement. The bar stays in place, and other people fall into the bar, on top of the bar. So, Tzad and Lamaisa comes out, the bar cannot be learned out from the other mazikim. But if you have bar and one of the other mazikim, then you can learn everything else out. What is the common denominator between all the mazikim? They're things that normally are mazik, and you're responsible to watch over them. And when it does damage, then you have to pay the amount of the damage and the best property land you have. In other words, you can't give him poor quality land the value of the damage. You have to give him high quality land the value of the damage.